Pauline encouraged us to enter those hidden depths within ourselves, where God dwells, John continues to advise us how we are to seek God there. This advice is central to all his teaching.
You have been told, O soul, of the conduct you should observe if you want to find the bridegroom in your hiding place. Still, if you want to hear this again, seek him in faith and love, without desiring to find satisfaction in anything, or delight, or desiring to understand anything other than what you ought to know. Faith and love are like the blind person's guides. They will lead you along a path unknown to you, to the place where God is hidden. Faith is comparable to the feet by which one journeys to God, and love is like one's guide. You do very well, O soul, to seek him ever as one hidden, for you exalt God and approach very near to him when you consider him higher and deeper than anything you can reach. Hence, pay no attention, neither partially nor entirely, to anything your faculties can grasp. I mean that you should never seek satisfaction in what you understand about God, but in what you do not understand about him. Never pause to love and delight in your understanding and experience of God, but love and delight in what you cannot understand or experience of him. Such is the way of seeking him in faith. Do not be like the many foolish ones who, in their lowly understanding of God, think that when they do not understand, taste, or experience him, he is far away and utterly concealed. The contrary belief would be truer. The less distinct is their understanding of him, the closer they approach him. Since in the words of the prophet David, he made darkness his hiding place. Thus, in drawing near him, you will experience darkness because of the weakness of your eye.